to understand that in this whole course, this may be different, but I want you to kick back and relax because God has got something for you. Today is all about a conversation with God. Amen. What we're going to do in just a few moments, there's going to be some food out that's going to be coming out, and I want you to feel free to take the food throughout the time that you're sitting here. You can take a little bit of snacks, and we're going to talk a little bit. The main thing is I want to make sure that you understand that you should not be sitting alone. That means that if somebody's sitting alone, I would like for you all to sit next to each other, maybe two or three at a table, because we're going to have a conversation. And we're going to get to that point to have that conversation. And so it's important that you understand that God has got to say something. God wants to say something to you. And so we're going to have Imani Praise Band play one more number, and then we're going to have Pastor Drummond. He's going to come. He has a unique ministry. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. He's got a unique ministry, and he's going to be, oh, you can do better than that. Amen. Oh, put your hands together. By the way, let me introduce myself. Some of you already know me, but I'm Dave Richardson, and I tell you, I want you to know that every night in terms of this whole, for the whole month of August, Friday night and Saturday morning and Saturday evening and Sunday night, myself and GTC, somebody ought to say amen, God's Traveling Circus, we're going to be here for you to start that conversation with God. We're going to talk about what that looks like a little later. But you have to be willing and ready to understand that God has got something great for you. Pastor Drummond's going to come, and after Imani prays, he has a unique ministry. He's got to make a presentation, and then the band will play a couple more numbers, and then I will come back, and we're going to begin that conversation with God. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. So I want you to relax. I want you to enjoy yourself. It's okay to whisper to the person next to you, especially if something is said or something that is played and you just want to say amen, or you want to say, hey, I feel that, that's okay. Because once again, we're starting that dialogue and that conversation with God. How many of you all want to converse with God? I mean, really want to spend time with God. One of the ways and one of the reasons why we wanted this format is that oftentimes in the hustle and bustle of the week, we come to church and we sit and we do not participate. We just view. But I want you to know that here at Next Level Ministries, you're going to participate. You're going to have that dialogue with God. We've got some great things in store for you. We're going to have that conversation. So come on, Imani Praise a band, and you come. And then after that, Pastor Drummond, then a couple more numbers, and then we're going to begin that dialogue and that conversation with God.
Praise God. These things are fun. We get together and do this for Jesus. We don't do this for man to look good because there's a good-looking girl in here. We do this for the Most High. That's what we're here for, right? You're kind of quiet in here, y'all. There's a lot of y'all in here. It's quiet, though. But sometimes if we're quiet, we can hear Jesus speak. We can hear him speak if we're quiet. Meditate. How many of you in love with Jesus? All of us, I hope all of us. I remember when I fell in love with Jesus. Woo, my God, things ain't been the same. Walk was a little different. Talk's a little different. Style's a whole lot different. Ways change. But God does that. We can't do it. You know, then we got to work on the rest, you know what I'm saying? Thank you.
was the best thing I ever, best thing I ever.
Come on, sing with me. If it was the best thing you ever done, sing with me.
It's the best thing I ever done.
Was it the best thing you did, brother?
But Jesus, Jesus can do this. It's the best thing I ever done.
Ooh. God bless you.
Blessed today. Come on, you know, if you know a little bit of something, something, you can hear your roots all the way back to Glory. As I was listening to Woody and then Lou, you know, I heard a little Jonathan Butler. And if you hear a little Jonathan Butler, you're always gonna get a little George Benson. And if you hear a little George Benson, you're gonna get a little Wes Montgomery. You know what I'm saying? Then you're gonna get a little Charlie Chris. You know, then you're gonna get a little Reinhold Django, amen. Then you're going to get a little bit of David. Then you're going to get a little bit of God when he played masterfully on the strings of his imagination and created you and me and everything that we can see and everything that we cannot see. Amen. God's an artist. Amen. God's a performer and a minister. Amen. And you know, as I was sitting back and I was listening to what the pastor said earlier about relaxing, you know why we slip out the clubs? And if we're honest, let's be honest, because we're in church. We do slip out to clubs, because in a club, you get something that you don't always get in church. You get to be yourself. And the evangelist, the pastor, has created a format where he's allowing you to be yourself. So don't sit there like a bump on a log. I loved it when I watched every single one of them bring everything they had to the table. When you're playing your guitar, you wasn't playing around. Same with you. When you're playing a set, Martin, you always. So when we worship, let's bring everything we got. That's the beauty of your whole personality to the table. Amen. Some of us are loud. Be loud. Some of you want to be reflectively quiet. Be that, but be who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now get with me in your sanctified imaginations. I am Elmer Floyd, your average brother. And I'm hunting, hiding God. Wait a minute. Don't laugh now. Don't trip. Because people are always hunting and looking for the hiding God, especially when life hurts, when you lose a loved one, when a child gets lost, when the wicked prosper and the righteous perish, when the world gets turned upside down and Mother Nature strikes back, huh? You look for God, don't you? Millions of people are looking for a hiding God, so I'm hunting a hiding God. And my travels and hunting and hiding God have taken me to many different places. I've gone to many, what do you call that place where people go to find God? It begins with a C. I want to say, church. I feel like that brother who said Niagara Falls. Slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch. But when I went to church, all I found was a bunch of hypocrites, actors, and personalities, strange personalities that a lot of them need to be medicated. I tried world religion and mysticism. I've gone to faraway places, exotic places like Africa and the Far East and India. But you know what? Between the cows, the rats, the temples, it was just too much. I said, God can't be in a place where fat cows are walking down the street and millions of people are starving. That makes no sense. God can't be in a place where they won't kill the rats that eat about a third of their harvest and the people are starving because they think that the cows and the rats are their relatives coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back? God can't be in that God can't be in all the confusion about the heavenly bodies and the planets aligning and all of that stuff when we know that an asteroid might one day hit the earth. What kind of God is that? So I looked, and then I tried the God in me, you know, 5%er. Nation, baby, I'm a God. But I came here this morning on the bus, and I thought, when I thought about it, I said, man, God should at least drive an Escalade. So I got frustrated. I got tired. I searched high and low looking for this hiding God, hunting this hiding God, because I'm Elmer Floyd, your average brother, brother on the street. I'm hunting hiding gods. And in my frustration, I sat down because I was tired, because trying to find God is a lot of work, so it seemed. And in the quiet and solitude of my mind, I heard the stillest, smallest, sweetest voice. And it was just whispering to me, Elmer. Elmer. Search the scriptures, Elmer. For in them is eternal life, and these are they which speak of me. I am the first and the last. Beside me, there is no other God, Elmer. Indeed, there is no other rock I know, not one. A just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look to me and be saved. Look to me and be saved. Look to me and be saved. And I said, God, is that you? You say, look to you, God. I look to the heavens, and they do declare your glory. But, God, the problem is I live on earth, and earth is like hell, God. I see your signature up in the sky. But then when I look down at my brother man, and when I look in the mirror, all I see is pain. So where am I supposed to find you, God? He said, I've always been here, Elmer. I said, God, you've always been here. He said, you like to read? Go back and read some of those books. So I went and I picked up a book because I love poetry. And I said, God, show me what you mean. And he said, read the poet. Read the poetry, the poem on the prophet and the child. And maybe you'll get my drift. See, once on a day, the prophet Jair met a child in a garden. The child ran to him and said, good morrow to you, sir. And the prophet said, good morrow to you, sir. And in a moment, I see that you are alone. Then the child said in laughter and delight, it took a long time to lose my nurse. She thinks I'm behind those hedges, but she can't see I'm here. Then he gazed at the prophet's face and spoke again, you are alone too. What, did you lose your nurse? The prophet answered and said, ah, that is a different thing. In very truth, I cannot lose her oftentimes. But now, when I come into this garden, she was seeking after me behind the hedges. The child clapped his hands and cried out, so you are lost like me. Isn't it good to be lost? And then he said, who are you? And the man answered, they call me the prophet Jair. And tell me, who are you? I am only myself, said the child. And my nurse is seeking after me. And my nurse is seeking after me, and she does not know where I am. Then the prophet gazed into space, saying, I too have escaped my nurse for a while, but she will find me out. And the child said, I know mine will find me out too. At that moment, a woman's voice was heard calling the child's name. See, said the child, I told you she would find me. At that same moment, another voice was heard. Where art thou, Jair? And the prophet said, see, my child, they have found me also. And turning his face upward, he said, here I am, Lord. We've been trying to find God. But see, the real deal is we've been playing hide and seek with the Lord. And if we would stop running and just be still and listen, we'll hear his voice.